Aircheckdownloads.com. The Sound of London.
BBC
Radio London. Radio.
How you doing? It's Edward Adu. I'm in the hot seat for Jamoke. We call this In Spirit, your Sunday breakfast show here on BBC Radio London. 0800 731 2000. That's the magical number. It's a free phone number. Would love to hear from you this morning. I'm going to be talking to the writer and producer of a new BBC Sounds podcast, which tells the story of one of Britain's most disturbing religious movements. In detail, Jesus Army Cult is about a radical evangelical sect in rural Northamptonshire that morphed into a multi-million pound business with members across the UK. It's a fascinating story. A former colleague, a friend, is behind the podcast. Going to be talking to Tim Wheeler after 7 o'clock. And the trustee of the Council of Christian and Jews and co-founder of Integra, Zaki Cooper, is going to be with us. He's going to be going through the latest stories for the paper review this morning. Also going to be talking to the Bishop of Kingston, who's about to take part in a huge charity event. He's going to be raising funds to build schools in Zimbabwe. What he's doing, he's going to take part. He's going to do a marathon a day with his dog. He's going to be telling us why he's doing it and joining us after 8 o'clock. And one of our most beloved museums is going to be celebrating its 100th birthday. We're going to be heading to Leighton House in Holland Park and to catch up with the senior curator to find out more about that. And a very good friend of mine, he's a brilliant author, broadcaster and DJ, Lindsay Wesker, is going to be popping in to talk about his new book, The Mistakes I Made and How to Avoid Making Them. And we're going to round off the show, Sunday Vibes, the way we do it every week here on In Spirit, your Sunday breakfast show. We've got Karen Gibson from the Kingdom Choir, who's going to be with us. But a couple of things I want to get your thoughts on this morning. I don't even have to explain and tell you that today's a special day. It's the Euros final. England take on Spain. The Lionesses are hopefully will do the job and bring the cup home. They've got to win. But I want to find out from you, has there been a shift in the way we talk about men's and women's football and gender in sport generally? And are we finally seeing more of a balance when it comes to the visibility of women's sport? Or is it because the Lionesses have been hugely successful over the past, well, couple of years? I want to get your thoughts on this. 0800 731 2000. You can text me 81333. Start your message with London. And you can also WhatsApp 08000 321333. If you're WhatsApping, do the same thing. Start your message with London.
Edward Adu. BBC.
Radio London.
Also got a couple of other things I want to get your thoughts on. We'll tell you more about that, about faith. A story at the front page of the Sunday Express, which claims faith leaders are hailing a spiritual U-turn amongst, well, the 16 to 24 young people. Yes, the youngers and cafe culture. I'll tell you more about that. But let's kick off and get into the music with Phil Bailey and Phil Collins.
Aircheckdownloads.com.